Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. And this is Ken Hodge, co-producer of Hodge to Hodge Podcast. Brother Messenger, are you with me tonight? Brother Messenger? Brother Messenger,
can you hear me?
Yes, I am, my brother.
Okay, here we go. Again, I apologize to folks because a little audio difficulty, but nothing stops the magic, man. Nothing stops the word of God from being spread to all who will open their hearts and their minds and listen. Again, this is Ken Hodge, co-producer of Hodge to Hodge Podcast, and as always, I've got my right hand, my big brother, Messenger Rondaya, with me. We ready to share with you a word from God. Brother Messenger, how was your day today?
My brother, I don't want to be redundant, but every day is a good day. I count it all joy, knowing what he is doing, not only in my life, but some of those that tend to act like they don't want to hear what is being said. The Lord is working on them, so I'm feeling really good about it.
As we would say, also to the podcast audience, I know you hear us speaking out on things of in the Bible that might not be true, or warning you against this whole organized religion. But we're going to add a little special touch to our show. Once I get back in the States, we're going to add a touch to the show. I've got my mom. My mother, who I love more than I love myself, is going to be singing one of those old hymns that we used to love to sing when we were in Primitive Baptist Church. So we're going to add that. I just sing it to the studio to get it remixed right now. And that's going to start to be our opening theme. And it's funny, man, even though my mind is open to a whole nother atmosphere of ideas and things, good spiritual music. And I'll just call it spiritual music. It's always heartfelt, and it's always very warming to me. So, again, sometimes this ministry is for the world, and sometimes it's for me or it's for the messenger. But yeah, I finally got the recording of mom singing, and I'm going to remix that, and we're going to start the show off with that, brother.
Bless you. Just in regards to what you were singing about singing, one of the things you got to understand, those gospel songs and stuff like that, if you listen to what they're telling you, there is a message in that from the Lord as well. God has all type of avenues that he can work with us from, as long as we have our minds open, because God is in control of everything. We could be talking today, and somebody might have a question, and if they had their minds open to receive what the Lord has to say, he could come to them in the form of the next song they hear on the radio, or the next time they pull up to a bumper or something. They could see a sign that answers their question. They just have to have their mind open. And don't think that the only way God communicates with us is cracking the sky and all of this thunder and lightning. He's talking to us daily. So our job here is just to try to get people to open up their minds and heart and receive the Lord. Because he's here. He's standing at the door knocking.
He said, and if you open, I'll come in and sup with you. Yeah.
That's what he said.
It's so funny when we think about the goodness of God. Today, me and a bunch of soldiers who are working on this mission that I'm on, we're discussing some things, and we begin today to have what some might call church or some might a meeting about one of the instructors, one of the soldiers who passed away. And at my heart and my soul just got glad because we spoke about that individual like he was right here in the room. And again, we just told stories and we laughed. It was like having a repast or a service for somebody who wasn't there. And let me tell you, nobody really understood. And they kept asking me, because I don't smile a whole lot. What's going on, Sarge? Why are you smiling so much? Because it was just beautiful to discuss somebody in memory and talk about the good and bad things. And that was such a heartfelt discussion. Nobody in that room could tell me that sergeant wasn't there present with us today while we spoke about him.
And I'm glad that you're able to open up and be able to see these type of things, because this is how the Lord works. He's working what we call miracles every single day. He's doing this stuff. So what you've seen is a sign that you are beginning to get more into yourself and into God, because things that people can't see, they're like plain as day to you now, because you're starting to see more of what it really is and not what we think it to be. I think I've said this before, a good movie for people to watch to get a better understanding of what's going on is The Matrix. That movie tells you a lot about ourselves and how we look at things. And we're looking at things from a trained mind that has been trained and taught the wrong thing. It's nobody's fault. Per se, I'm not blaming anybody because they taught you what they knew. But just because that's all that they knew, that does not mean that that's all it is. And people will say, well, it brought me this far. But yes, it brought you this far, but what we're trying to tell you is there is even more for you. God said that you can have life and have it more abundantly. And God's abundantly, there is no end to it. There's no limit to it. Whatever you want, you can have. But we're afraid. We think money is bad. We think we're supposed to live a life of poverty. We think we're supposed to give everything we have away. That's not God's plan. That's not having life and having it more abundantly. But I can say this to you, when you truly get to the point that you know God and you know yourself, you won't have the desire for money. It's not that it won't be there, but you won't have the desire for it because you know that money is just a means to an end. And if you talk to any rich person that's got the money now, they'll tell you it isn't the money now that brings them the happiness. The happiness comes from seeing the smiles on your loved ones' faces. The happiness comes from knowing that you were able to help someone along the way. You become the source. I think we spoke about this in one of our lessons before. You become the source. And as you become the source, and what I mean by that is as you begin to give and help people, then you become the source, and as you become the source, you become the feel much, much better about yourself. And that source will never dry up because the earth is the Lord's and everything. There is no shortage of anything in this world that God can't restore. So once we understand that there is no shortage, and as an example, you can have $10 billion and I can have $10 billion, and there is still enough money to go around. So we've got to take our minds, we've got to get right with ourselves first, and then just see God at work. It's a beautiful thing, and it's just some of the simplest things, too. Anybody ever watching grass grow? It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, you know, we used to make jokes about watching the grass grow. But, you know, it's funny that when we mention money, you hear, sometimes you may hear me or you hear the messenger speak out on ministers with all this money. And again, then you may say, well, wait a minute. On one hand, you're saying money is good. On the other hand, you're hammering the minister. No, money is good. Money is okay. But for the minister, you should not be getting rich selling, and I do mean selling God's word and God's promises to people who are less fortunate than you are. You should be taking those riches and sharing them with people. That's why, and again, with me, that's always an issue when it comes to the ministers, because you've got ministers with million-dollar salaries that's being paid through a lot of people, but most of those, none of those people probably make $1 million. So you have to stop and say, wait a minute, I make $40,000 a year, but I'm giving $4,000 to a minister, and you multiply that by a couple hundred people. No, that's my issue when we speak about money with the minister. I don't believe ministers should have lucrative lifestyles or lucrative income based on what they have taken or, what they have tricked others to give them.
That is correct. And for those that think that, I want to try and set the record straight on that. Money is important. Money is important. We, here on this podcast, we would love for you to donate. We're not begging. We're not demanding. We're not saying God's going to do anything to you. We just like to see the podcast grow and become even more. In order for that to do it, it has to be money. You can help support it, or you don't have to, because we do know that God is going to make a way. So each donation that you might want to give to us, it's greatly appreciated, because it's just to use to build on this what we have so that we can continue to get the word out. Not to get no car, because I got my own car. Not to get no house, I got my own house. I'm not asking you for these things. I'm asking so that it can help the ministry grow. And I know this is the same thing that preachers say, but trust me when I tell you this. I'm saying that you give from the goodness of your heart because you want to, not because it is required by God that you give. God loves a cheerful giver. So that means you give because you want to give, not because it's required of you.
And, you know, it's so funny that you mentioned it, and I'm just going to chime right in on that. Yes, we are. We have never asked for donations, and again, we're going to start, but I'm going to be the first to say when we do ask for donations, if you'd like to give to further this broadcast, it will be greatly appreciated, but I want you to know that this ministry was given to me not based on you giving me money. So understand that if you never gave a dime, but you enjoyed this podcast, and you let this ministry come in and recreate or reaffirm your position with God, to me, that's just as important as you just donated $1 million to the ministry.
Yes, sir, my brother.
So I'm going to tell you now, and I'm going to continue to tell you, even when we ask for donations, it's never mandatory. And please, because you don't, because you're going to feel it. I'm speaking into existence right now. You're going to feel it. And as you listen to it, you understand that what Messenger Rondaya is trying to do is to get you to broaden your mind, open your mind, to find out that you are much greater than you think you are. And when you come into the knowledge of how great you are, you will help us spread this message through to everybody who has ears, who have eyes, or who have a heart that's desiring to get closer to God.
Amen.
Yeah, so your money is not going to make or break this podcast. Your money will help this podcast grow exponentially sooner and faster. But this podcast is going to grow. This message about your personal relationship with God, you couldn't shut this message down if you tried.
Bless you, my brother.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do to stop this message now. Like they say, you can't stop the rooster from crowing once the sun comes up. Well, that sun is up, and it stays at its meridian height when the messenger delivers prophetic words from God and delivers words that help you. Again, our ministry is not teaching you about anybody. We don't really talk about a lot of the prophets, but this isn't a ministry for the prophets. This is a ministry that's a direct connect for you to God.
And as you direct connect to God, God will reveal things to you that you can share with us. And this is part of the ministry growing. And this is what we want people to be able to understand, that you have a direct connect to God. You don't have to go through anyone. God is inside of you. He's waiting. He's been there all your life waiting for you to open up and come to him. Get rid of some of those fallacies that you believe that you've been taught. And just for, if you can only get rid of them for a week, and I say as the Bible says, try them and see. A week. Just try meditating and getting in touch with God and see what a difference it's going to make in your life. And I'm not saying this to say when you do this tomorrow, you're going to work up a millionaire. It can happen. But I'm talking about you as a being, how you'll begin to look at things different. You'll begin to appreciate things much different than what you do now. You are not less than anything. You are not born into sin. You are a creation of God. You are a creation of God. When did God give the devil so much authority that he rules this world? It's just not so. We want to believe that, but it's not so. Just a little teaser. I've been trying to behave, but just a little teaser. If God created hell for Satan to live in because he was mad at him, he kicked him out of heaven and sent him down to hell, how could he spend all of his time here? Shouldn't he be in hell where God placed him? Now, he got more power to get from out of hell when God placed him in hell? Just something that I want you to open your minds to, some of the things that you've been taught. And if you listen to them, you'll see that it's just not right.
It's so funny when I now again as I go into the realm of enlightenment, it's so funny when I hear people speak of the devil. Then again, you know, there's going to be, like, as you say, Brother Messenger, consequences for your acts. But it just sounds funny now when I hear people talk about a devil. And if you stop and talk to them people about a devil. And again, some basic concepts is, why do you think God would allow an evil spirit to grow, manifest, and thrive on this earth and allow that? In fact, it's like the story of Job. The story of Job, where the devil has a conversation with God and God allows him to harm one of his people. Talk to me, man. That just came to mind, we use it as a story to show if you stand fast in God, the devil can only hurt you so much. I now dismiss that story because if we think that God is going to make a, and that's what it was, God and the devil negotiated about your soul. Now, how crazy does that sound?
I thank you, brother, because it's just not when you sit there and you can call me crazy and everything, because you know that your God is loving, kind, forgiving, understanding, patient, graceful. He's all of these things. But then he would let somebody harm you. But the reason why we can believe that story is because we don't believe who we are. That's like the devil saying that God telling the devil that he could smack God in the face. It's just not possible. God is not going to allow anyone to harm you. If anything comes upon you, it's because of something that you did. Not no spooky being on your shoulder. No, you did something wrong. You did something wrong, and this is the consequences that happens for the action that you took. I won't even say, I take that back, I won't say wrong, but you did something and you didn't get the result that you expected. Don't blame it on the devil. Learn from that and just do something different. There is no devil. God created you so that you can create life, not that you should be tormented. He wants you to create life and create life so that you can express God in you. That's what your job here on earth is. You have power to create whatever type of life you want to have.
I read on Facebook today, and again, certain posts now seem to affect me differently. And I've seen this beautiful post today. And said, the most beautiful thing you can create is creating your life.
That's right. That's correct.
Creating your, you
that's
know, you
most,
go through life.
Correct.
It is. And when I read that, it just kind of stuck with me. And I knew I was going to talk about it on the podcast today. But creating your life. And there was a young lady on Facebook rapping about God, and if you listen to the powerful rap that she had, a lot of her rap talked about, if you're God, why are you letting these things happen? And it's funny because at least you were asking God as far as, and again, it was a video on Facebook about this young lady rapping, and again, it was powerful words that she was saying. But most of her words that she was saying was about bad things that happened, coming back to God in question form, asking God, how could you allow this to happen? How could you allow people to get kids to get abused, people to be murdered? A race of people to just be unjustifiably put to death at the hands of violent police officers. How could God allow all this to happen?
I got an answer for you, my brother.
And that's why I put the question to you, messenger.
Okay. Because one of the things in which we have a tendency to do, once again, is to blame God. But we have to understand that God has given us free will. Now, a lot of these things that happen, we look at them as bad. Okay, we look at them as bad things that are happening, but the final analysis, when anyone dies, because of what happens to them when they die, it's not a bad thing. We all are going to die, and when we die, we are going back to from which we came, which is with God, because that is who we are. So once again, we're looking at these things bad. But we have to be able to see the good and that bad, and the good in what it is that we call bad. Yes, I know our heart aches because our loved ones aren't here with them. I got loved ones that I wish was here. But I bet if the opportunity was given to them to come back or to stay where they are, they would stay where they are.
And this is what
we have to understand. I'm sorry.
I remember we had a Bible study one night, you and I. I won't even call it a Bible study. Let's call it a God talk. and that was one of the topics that we discussed. If you are with the Creator and you have an opportunity to stay with God or come back to where you left, so far the record shows that everybody wants to stay with God.
And people might say, no, I'd like to come back and warn them, all right, because there was a scripture in there. I'd like to come back and warn them. But once you're in the presence of God, and then you understand that, okay, this person might think it's rough or might think this or that, and there are so many of us that have witnessed our loved ones that have went on but have come back to visit them from time to time. And you got to understand that their concern isn't the concern that we have due to the fact that they know now that in spite of what you're going through, the day is going to come when none of that will be anymore. It will be no more. And they know that God is in control of all of this. So we have to live our lives and get our lives right so that we can enjoy this world as much as we can enjoy the after world with God. So this is why people die. Do I want to see these people die? No. But once again, they die because the person that killed them wasn't in touch with who they are and didn't realize that they are one.
And it sounds crazy.
That person that killed them, guess where they're going to end up? Right with us.
Same place.
Because we're all one.
And then I think, because our minds are so tuned to the hell concept, the devil concept, that it's hard for people to believe that people like Adolf Hitler, some of your worst mass murderers, they paid the price in their physical body, but once the body went back to the dust, there is only one place your spirit go. And that's not even negotiable,
right,
as far as I'm concerned. So there's only one place. Remember the movie All Dogs Go to Heaven?
Uh-huh.
There was a Walt Disney broadcast production called All Dogs Go to Heaven. I'd like to say everybody goes to heaven. Hey, listen, Brother Messenger, we're down to a minute left. Give us some closing thoughts, and then we're going to pick this conversation up tomorrow night at 11 p.m.
Amen. I just once again, my closing remarks are always to those that hear this. Just allow yourself to think of the possibility of just who you really are. Don't think that God created you here just for suffering. If you're suffering, and as bad as this may sound to some, you're suffering because you want to suffer. You have the power and authority to come out of whatever it is that you're going through. You can do it. You've just got to set your mind that this is what you want to do, and it can be done. And this is what I want people to understand, who they are. And once they come to understand who they are, they will see a change.
Hey, well, my big brother, as always, I've got nothing but mad love for you and for this universe. But we're going to sign off tonight. And again, we're going to pick right up tomorrow evening, and we're going to go right into our conversation about those who've gone on, why they might not want to come back. Hey, God bless you, my brother, and I will talk to you tomorrow night.
Bless you. Sounds good, my brother. Bless you. All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.